Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Thursday, March 21st. Brought to you by Oh for Heaven's Cakes. You know, there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. And you know, that's where Oh for Heaven's Cakes comes in. You're going to find the best cupcakes and cakes for any special occasion or just a treat. Hey, walk in to find out more, but I'm warning you, you're not going to want to leave. Boy, it smells good in there. Oh for Heaven's Cakes, north backside of the Grand Cities Mall, open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4. Saturdays, 9 to noon. Call them up, 701-757-CAKE. You can email them, too, ohforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. Hey, be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. Oh for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, our weather today, skies will be turning cloudy. Our high today, right around 33 degrees. There we go. Well, one man facing an assault charge after he allegedly punched an on-duty hospital security guard in the head. March 18th, officers responded to an assault in progress at All True Hospital in Grand Forks. Court documents say Andrew Mattson was waiting in the lobby for an emergency room bed to open up when he continuously kept entering the triage area and ignoring hospital staff directions. The records indicate a security guard was called in to assist with those directions when Mattson punched the guard with a closed fist on the left side of the head. Mattson was restrained by other hospital security and he was arrested for felony simple assault. Security guard was left with a small abrasion on his face but did not suffer any facial fractures. Well, the Cabela's store in Rogers has been sold to an investment firm that also owns the outdoor retailers' buildings in East Grand Forks and Owatonna. Finance and Commerce magazine reports Fortress, a Los Angeles-based investment group, brought the Rogers store for $41.8 million. In addition, the group bought the East Grand Forks building for $9.6 million and the Owatonna Cabela's building for $22 million, bringing the total sales price for Fortress to an estimated $73.8 million. Well, Grand Forks County working to find a new home for the Sheriff's Department. The Grand Forks Sheriff's Office, currently housed in the Grand Forks Police Building, and the city has expressed a desire to expand into the second floor space. Now, the pending move has been on the radar for quite a while, since 2019. Now, here's some of the options for the Sheriff's Department. They could build a new building, move into space soon to be vacated by public health, maybe purchase a building, or rehab existing space in the old county jail, and a walkthrough of the old jail is planned to see if that's even feasible. Sheriff Andy Schneider says none of the options come cheap. He says it would be his recommendation that the commission start putting aside funding now to lessen the impact on property owners down the road. Well, Commissioner Bob Rost noted that the one-half-cent sales tax rejected by voters in 2022 would have gone a long way in funding a project like this. Well, you know, CNH Insurance begin with a goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. You know, they strive to give everybody who walks through their doors special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. It's their priority. It's what they do. You know, their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in North Dakota and Minnesota, and you snowbirds, they're licensed in Arizona, too. Hey, for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy, 218-773-0287, or you can stop by their offices. They're at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest in East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source insures with CNH Insurance. Maybe you should think about doing the same thing. CNH Insurance in East Grand Forks. Well, the U.S. Census Bureau's Vintage 2023 estimates of population and components of change were released this week. Census report says the population of Grand Forks County grew by 287 over the year to 72,708. Across the river, the data suggests Polk County lost 313 people, currently sits at 30,412. Both showed slight declines compared to 2020 figures. And finally, in sports, let's kick it off with the NHL. Anze Kopitar collected one goal and one assist to surpass 1,200 points in his career, and Dave Riddich posted his career-high third shutout of the season as the host Los Angeles Kings trounced the Minnesota Wild 6-0 last night. Wild starting goalie Marc-Andre Fleury pulled after surrendering five goals on 16 shots. Wow. UNE sophomore forward Jackson Blake been named to a top 10 finalist for the Hobie Baker Award. Blake becomes the 27th North Dakota player to make that list. UND, by the way, plays Omaha tomorrow night at the semifinals of the NCHC tournament. Hopefully, they'll be playing in that championship game on Saturday. And finally, Major League Baseball spring training. The Minnesota Twins got trounced by the Detroit Tigers 12-3 yesterday. They play the Washington Nationals at 12:05 today. And that's your morning update, brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight? Hey, there we go. By the way, Dirty Thursday today brought to you by River City Speedway at 11 o'clock. And Amanda Jo Enright joins us for a record-setting 15th time of the show. And not as a guest host, but a guest. We'll talk about the new NLSA Lightning Sprint Series, NOSA, archery, all kinds of stuff. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.